Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and St. John, the apostle whom Jesus loved. And today is day three of Christmas. Three French hymns? Well, the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And also the three theological virtues, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. And so, we're in the Christmas season. And St. John the Apostle. December 27 is the feast of St. John the Apostle. St. John was one of the original followers of Christ, called as he was fishing with his brother James. They were the sons of Zebedee. And after the first miracle of the catch of fish, they left everything and followed Jesus. Jesus chose 12 apostles, but Peter, James, and John were the Lord's leaders. They were present at the transfiguration of Jesus, Matthew chapter 17, verse 1. And in the garden of Gethsemane, Matthew chapter 26, verse 37. St. John was the youngest and probably the fastest among the apostles, John chapter 20, verse 4. It is interesting that he beat St. Peter to the tomb, yet he waited for St. Peter to inspect the tomb first. St. John was referred to as the one whom Jesus loved. Of the apostles, only St. John is mentioned to be present at the crucifixion scene. The Lord from the cross gave his mother Mary to St. John to stay and care for her in his house. Like St. John, we too have been given Our Lady as a gift, as our mother. As St. Peter asked our Lord about St. John, how he would die. And Jesus had just told St. Peter how he would glorify God with his death. So Jesus responded to St. Peter saying, what if I want to remain, want him to remain? Until I come, what concern is it of yours? You follow me. So the word spread among the brothers that the disciple would not die. St. John witnessed all the miracles and teachings of Jesus personally. He would be significant in spreading the gospel, ordaining men to the priesthood, such as St. Polycarp and St. Ignatius of Antioch. He would take Mary with him to Ephesus, where he cared for her and the church. And St. John would write the fourth gospel and three epistles and the book of Revelation, the Apocalypse. and he would be imprisoned on the Greek island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea. And many scholars place the writings of the book of Revelation near the end of the first century. Others think it could be somewhat earlier, like between 81 and 96. Most recently, scholars believe now that Revelation could have been written before 70 AD, probably 68 AD, which really brings the prophecy of the impending destruction to take place in Jerusalem, Revelation chapter 17, 18. And the Gospel of John is filled with signs. There are seven of them. The wonders of Jesus, the changing of water into wine, the cure of the royal official's son, the cure of the paralytic at the pool, the woman at the well in Samaria, and the multiplication of loaves, and the walking on the water, and the Eucharist, John 3:16. He also, but the Eucharist, John chapter 6, the Bread of Life discourse. All these signs signify the changing of life through water, offering new life, and Jesus' life-giving word. And scholars believe St. John wrote the book while in Ephesus, but that is not universally held. What is important is that the Catholic Church at the Council of Hippo recognized the Gospel of John through sacred tradition, was inspired of God. And St. John's Gospel is different from the three Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And something very interesting to me, about St. John is the fact that after witnessing the events of Jesus, his teaching, his death, and resurrection, after his own ministry of the apostolic witness, being the last of the apostles who knew Jesus personally, he writes in Revelation chapter 22, verse 8, after receiving this vision of an angel, it is I, John, who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed them to me. But he said to me, don't. I am a fellow servant of yours and your brothers and prophets and of those who keep the message of this book. Worship God. First, the angel said he was a servant of St. John and the brothers of St. John the prophet and the church. And the angel here is recognizing the authority of the successors of the apostles. And by this time, St. John was the last of the apostles. But who are the brothers the angel is referring to? The prophets and those keeping the message of this book. That the angel is referring to, he's referring to the pope at this time was probably St. Clement of Rome, who was pope between 88 and 97, and St. Ignatius of Antioch, and St. Polycarp, most certainly. And I believe this is significant. The Catholic Church maintains the authority that the angel recognized way back then and does now. The other point I wanted to make about this passage is that St. John was about to worship this angel with his scope. That is incredible. That is a lesson that all of us are capable of sin and falling short. Like St. John, we too need to be reminded from time to time to worship God. And by contrast, consider the Archangel Gabriel appearing to a lowly virgin. We are celebrating the events that the angel foretold to Mary because this affects all of mankind. Excuse me again. And there is much that St. John presents in his witness that is important to the Church. The Trinity, the Eucharist, Mary as Mother, the sacraments and signs of Jesus, the unity of the Church, the Holy Spirit. Let us worship God, who is the narrow way to heaven. John the Apostle and Evangelist, Virgin chosen of the Lord, you are loved by the Lord. Jesus Christ, dying on the cross, entrusted his Virgin Mother to you. God our Father, you have revealed the mysteries of your word through John the Apostle. By prayer and reflection, may we come to understand the wisdom he taught. We ask this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And with St. John, we pray for the priests today, those who are the successors of the apostles, and St. John, like those whom he ordained, whom St. Paul ordained, Timothy and Titus, for example, and our current priests at our parish. We pray for them, Lord, that they will hold up to your word, Lord, as they present your word to the nations. So we pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Joyous prayer. Joy is strength. Joy is love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy toward us, and after this, our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Mary, protect our priests, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus. And put Jesus always on their lips, so that Jesus is the one they offer to sinner and all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart, so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you, and holy like Jesus. We must love our neighbor as being made in the image of God and as an object of his love. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. We pray that all those whom they seek to serve may see in them the love and care of Jesus, our eternal High Priest, who is Lord forever and ever. Incline them, Lord, to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them. Let them live in you and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Priests and Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all our priests. Amen. The deeds you do may be the only sermon some persons will hear today. And we pray for our bishops. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grace our bishops with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion as they continue to take up their role as our pastors and teachers. And we pray for our deacons, Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, servant of all, send your Spirit upon our deacons as they serve your church. Give them eyes to see the needs of your people, and give them a discerning mind to know your truth, Lord. Give them a generous spirit when they feel tired but needed. Give them a humble heart when their work seems to go unnoticed. Give them peace of mind in obedience and service. Give them health, O Lord, so they may serve with strength. Make them fertile ground, Lord, for your inspiration and love. Comfort them when they question themselves and their ministry. And Lord, grant them grace as they age, so they may share your wisdom. And Lord, may your heart make their hearts like yours, so they may love your people. And Lord, we pray for our seminarians. Lord, give our seminarians the grace to follow you more perfectly. When they are lonely or discouraged, fill them with your peace. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make the hearts of our seminarians like yours. Amen. Dear Lord, please give them strength when they are weak, love when they feel forsaken, courage when they are afraid, wisdom when they feel foolish, comfort when they are alone, hope when they feel rejected, and peace when they are in turmoil. Stand strong and hold fast, seminarians. Greetings and peace to you. As you prepare to go out into the world in service, the church is truly blessed to have you as a witness of faith. And the Holy Spirit will work wonders through you. Lord, raise up worthy ministers for your altars and ardent but gentle servants of the gospel. Grant this to our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And Lord, we pray for our altar servers as well. Lord Jesus, thank you for the opportunity for our altar servers to serve you during the Holy Mass in your sacred presence. May their hearts be filled with joy and peace, and may your Spirit always guide them so they may grow in your love by the grace of the Heavenly Father. Amen. Open their mouths, O Lord, to bless your holy name. Cleanse their heart from all evil and distracting thoughts. Enlighten their understanding and inflame their will that they may serve worthily at your holy altar, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for letting them come before your altar so that with your help they can praise the Father in heaven as his server, and help them to find joy in serving at your altar, Lord. Help them to find gladness in knowing and doing your will in all things, that they will keep the altar server motto, all for the honor and glory of God. May that never be removed from their hearts. And thank you, Lord. As we pray for our children, we pray for our families, we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy around the world, all our deacons, all our bishops, and all our seminarians. Pray for all those, all our families, pray for the church around the world, Lord. We pray for our children. So much is being brought up against them. So we pray for children. Thank you, Lord, for helping us. We can't do this alone. We need you, Lord. So we pray for our children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children, children.
You'll have that responsibility children, soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And Dear Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. And Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. We come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint John and Saint Sebastian and Saint Nicholas, Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna, Saint Philomena, Saint Gianna, and Saint Christopher, Saint Michael the Archangel, Saint Raphael the Archangel, and Saint Gabriel the Archangel, with Saint Monica and Saint Anthony. Lord, I pray that you are our children's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children. No plague will come near their tent. Lord, you are my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. And I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And Lord, we pray for the end of abortion. And we pray, Lord, for those who have recently passed. Saint John said, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for their friends. He's referring, you know, see, Jesus said these things and Saint John wrote them. My kingdom is not an earthly kingdom. If it were, my followers would fight to keep me from being handed over to the Jewish leaders. But my kingdom is not of this world, Saint John. And the kingdom of God is available to you in the here and now. But the question is whether you are available to the kingdom. And so here at Deeper Truth, we want to certainly hope that you become a kingdom is not lost by a single defeat, but that's true. But seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Apostle St. John. First John chapter 1 verse 9. So we pray for those who have recently passed. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone, in company with Christ, who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family, Lord, to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 says, he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. And Lord, we pray for those affected by the Ukraine, by what's happened in Israel. We pray for those who are still held hostage, and we pray for peace, Lord. We pray for peace. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, prayer for those who have recently passed, and provide these souls with your abundance of love as they enter your heavenly kingdom. And help the families and loved ones left behind to understand that you have a plan for everyone. Help them to find peace in their time of mourning, and to know that no matter what, you are always with them through the pain that they may be feeling now. Amen. Lord, may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. May Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock, and may he forgive all their sins and set them among those whom he has chosen. And Lord, we pray for the prodigals. Thank you, Lord, for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And Lord, we pray for America. We pray for America. We pray for our soldiers and veterans. And we ask you to bless our armed forces, Lord. Give them courage, hope, and strength. And may they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassionate healing. Be their power and protector, Lord, leading them from darkness to light, And we pray for the prisoner, Lord. We pray for all those resident in prison and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them. And may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for those in hospitals, Lord. Pray for our police officers. We pray for our first line responders, our EMTs. We pray for those who work in the hospitals, our hospital nurses and doctors. We pray for all those who are there, Lord, all those who are sick. We pray for the sick, Lord, and the dying. Lord, we pray for those that the hospital would be a place of healing and hope for all there. And Lord, we pray for the elderly. Lord, you promised to carry us even in our old age. We pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory, those who remain in purgatory as Christmas Day. A lot have been placed inside your heavenly kingdom, Lord. And what glory. You are glory, Lord. We pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, and for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in universal church, those in my own home, and within my family, Lord. And Lord, you are the narrow way to heaven. Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by through you. You're the narrow way to heaven, Lord.
Thank you. seems. Smell that smoke, feel the heat. Hear the voice of the Lord who stands not keen.
And he called it the narrow way.
Yes. And whatever the obstacles are that is preventing you from getting closer to the Lord, preventing you from going to Mass and receiving the actual body, blood, soul, and divinity in Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, going to Mass and praying the rosary, whatever's preventing you from getting closer to the Lord, whatever that might be, whatever the obstacles that you've put before Him, this Christmas time, today is day 3 of Christmas, we still have that great opportunity to let Him come in. Like the shepherds and the wise men, and the glory of the Lord shone upon them, His glory can shine upon us. When we gather around Him at Mass, around His altar, and Jesus is truly present, body, blood, soul, divinity, the glory is there. But whatever's the obstacle that's preventing you from growing closer to our Lord, let
And Lord, you raise us up.
Been listening to Deeper Truth,
Standing in the Gap with us and St. John, whom Jesus loves. And tomorrow we will have the Innocent Martyr. Tomorrow is the feast of the holy innocent. They will be in standing in the gap tomorrow. And so we have to go to the throne, Lord, for the angels. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We will see you tomorrow as we close for today. In the name of the Amen. Good day.